Wow, good morning, Kaizen Action Team. It's good to be, it was great to go on vacation and have quality family time, and it's good to be back. And I was just sharing how last night we listened to Tony Scoma. Tony was on Dave's Saturday call talking about 21 clubs, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I want to say for all of you guys, well, let's see. Not a lot of you on yet. I know a lot of people come on, so maybe I'll say this towards the end. All right, well, let's talk about the 21 clubs. So that call's probably not posted yet. Well, it is. It's on 100 Millionaires because Jack posted it.
I posted it under the date, April 11th, Saturday's date.
And it'll probably show up on Dave's website later today once Lori gets into work. But Tony Scoma, well, first of all, did anybody that's on hear him on Saturday? Did anybody hear Tony Scoma that would like to
share? I did. It's Lori. Yes.
Hi, Lori. Okay, what would you like to share?
Well, I want to point out it's his Canadian group he's working with. I think he said Jim Babcock of him, several of his team members. And the whole idea that he's got that many going all at once shows the simplicity of compared to what we used to do, which is great. And I mean, I've always liked Tony, and I'm glad to hear him back on the calls. And he was inspiring, and how he's got a little competition going with in the group. So yeah, it was very interesting.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. So he kind of put the challenge out to his Team Kaizen mentees. Who would step up and do a 21 club in April, because, you know, that'll really get the momentum going. It's always good, you know, when you have a urgency, you know, when you have a deadline. And anyway, seven people are doing it all at the same time. And so Tony, you know, is doing it via telephone or Skype or Zoom. He's doing, like, one-on-ones, like, or if they have a group of two or three people. He hasn't had very many big groups, but I heard somebody recently, they did one and they had like 17 guests all at once. So, you know, it can be one-on-one or small groups or big groups. We can do it like that.
He said he's in an area where people are kind of spread out up there in British Columbia, I think.
And it counts even like if you meet with the, like you, if you're the bee, if you have a couple people over to your house, and you meet with them, and Tony's not available right then. but then you as the, you know, in that case it would be us, or whoever your A is, but then you give the information to your A about the people, and then the A calls them and talks to them and does the, you know, the business presentation. That still counts. So all three of you don't have to, the A, B, and C do not have to be on the call or on the Skype at the same time. I mean, it's probably preferable, optimal to do it that way, but it doesn't have to be that way, so I thought that was cool.
Well, the recording is pretty neat because Dave Johnson interviews him and asks him, you know, these questions like Dave doesn't understand and Tony explained it. So
yeah,
to clarify
all the points of what counts. And like it's a 30-day, you do the 21 or more presentation in 30 days, and it doesn't have to be a calendar month. It can start, like, you know, sometime in April. Like if you started April 15th, then it could go to May 15th.
Well, approximately. 30
approximately
days.
30 days, so it might be May 14th. And anyway, he clarifies everything. But one of the things that he's really excited about is as a team, so there's seven of them, and they contact him every day. And he finds out, he ranks them. They tell him how many, how many ABCs for the day, for the previous day, what their volume's at, and how many seniors that they have. And then he texts that out to everybody.
Ranks them 1 through 7.
Ranks them 1 through 7. So, you know, that's a little bit of a friendly competition. There's kind of a team spirit, and you say, well, Mary just got a new, you know, she can do it, I can do it. And so there's a little bit of, you know, that team competition, friendly team competition going. And he said, man, it's just working really great. So you guys, let's do it. One of the ideas that I had that could be fun too is, you know, all of us are going to San Antonio in October for the Team Kaizen. And it's a way, you know, both the A and the B gets $250 cash. You could pay for your trip to San Antonio through doing 21 Club. And, you know, first you could do one maybe like as a B, and then you start doing, you could do seven of them like Tony is, or two or three at the same time. I mean, between now and time for San Antonio, there's time to do a lot of 21 Club.
And after September 30th.
So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Second item for all of you guys that have not yet scheduled your second quarter planning session, goals, plans, and strategy session with us, do it right away, because, you know, we were gone for the first part of the month, and so time is slipping by, and we want to get that done right away. Number three is, okay, so booking for San Antonio. We've talked to several people that didn't know how to do it, and you could go to pathfinders.biz, and on the left-hand side, you'll see it's called bkaizen2015.com. I mean, you can go there direct, or you can get there from pathfinders.biz and click on it. And the tickets are available for $89 per person, or you can buy a block of five. And that makes them $79 each. And when you buy a block of five, you get one or two free based on how many people are on your distributorship. Like for Jack and I, because we're both on the distributorship, we got two free tickets. And so that's pretty cool. And I think these tickets are going to go pretty fast. There's quite a few of them sold already. And it's a good idea to book your hotel. It's right there on the website, Reckon page. They show the map where the convention is and all the hotels that are nearby, and the links, so that you can, just click directly on the link. And it's super simple. It only takes a few minutes to book your hotel. And, it's not money up front to book the hotel, but book early, because I'm sure these will fill up fast. There's great NECAN discount rates on several of the hotels that Rick and Paige have negotiated for us. So just get that done right away. You know, lead by example. And it'll be great to be there with a big team. So what else is, I'm trying to read my notes. I wrote too tiny. Okay, so for the 21 Club, print out the qualification procedures and find yourself an A or a B, or several of them, several Bs. And, if you're the A, get your name list ready. If you're working with somebody as a B, you know, have them get their name list, have their tools, the CDs, DVDs, the four-year career books, what the tools that they're going to use ready. Discuss how you're going to be doing it, the conference calls, the Skype or the Zoom, and make sure you know how to use the technology. So, you know, do a little prep time and then just jump in and do it. And it's really important. You do have the 30 days to do 21, but it's better to do more than 21, because there's the volume goal of having 6,000 volume, and there's also to have three new seniors. And you guys, the seniors can come from directs that you already have, or they can come from new directs that you sign up during the 21 Club qualification period. So I think that's pretty cool, because Tony talks about that quite a bit. Is he's excited about that, because it helps to resurrect some of the directs that are kind of dormant, that are not very active, and you go back to them and, you know, find out their goals and wants and needs, and suggest that they, you know, they have a presentation and take another look. And so he's really loving that part of it too. So let's all do it. I think it's lots of fun. It creates urgency. We can have a team of us all doing it at the same time, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so Jack, let's switch over to everybody that sent us their numbers. Are going to get to share their wins for the week and their goals and plans for the second quarter. Let's do that. Okay, Jack.
Okay, Gloria, you were number one. What I want to do is try to hold this to 2 minutes, because we've got quite a few people on, so 1, 2, 3, go, Gloria.
Good morning. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about 21 Clubs and met with Downline Paula this weekend. She showed up for my wellness home tour, and we had a lot of time to plan because our guests didn't show up. And that turned an afternoon into a really good planning session. So she's going to do a job fair with me. We're lining up a 21 Club, either starting at the end of this month or the beginning of next. And then I've had a lot of good conversations with people about speaking engagements. One's going to be at a school in front of parents and teachers and students. It's a science type of science fair, and they want me to discuss magnetism. And then I've got a couple people who were here at the at my table and just enjoying the products and had product experiences, and they are doing their due diligence on information, and they're both interested in wellness homes.
Yay.
Wow, that is fantastic.
I like that you're reaching out to so many different ways to get in front of people and looking for speaking engagements and that sort of thing so you can leverage your time. So yay, Gloria.
Yeah, leverage is a good thing, huh? Getting more done in less time. I think all of us, the better we can get at that. And one of the things is like when you send an email, like if you're working several levels deep with your team, is to CC the people above and maybe CC your a couple of your active uplines. That saves time because it keeps everybody in the loop. When you're doing a call, think if you could get somebody else on the call because again, it just leverages time.
Ding. Okay. Yes. Karen, you started.
Oh no,
okay,
I'm
sorry. You're next.
Good morning. Sorry, I had to take myself off mute. You don't want to hear the rest of the things going on here. I'm doing much along those same lines as Gloria, as trying to get speaking engagements wherever possible. I've been able to join forces with a lady who I've worked with for years who sells Mary Kay, and we're going to, actually tomorrow night is my first cameo appearance where they're doing a smoky eye night, so I'm going to hit all the ladies up with ways to keep up their energy to stay out longer with their smoky eyes on. And then we're going to have several other events where they have sort of bedtime facial routines, and I'll introduce rollouts and sleep system and water and all those good things to get that makeup off their faces. So we're going to do that. So that starts off tomorrow. So I'll get in front of a bunch of people that I would not normally have been in front of, which is super exciting for me. I have a holistic Chamber of Commerce dinner this week, which is going to get me in front of more people. And Ken Howiak is coming on he's coming on Friday, and we have two bone health presentations scheduled on Friday. So we'll see. I'm expecting a bunch of different people to come there, and that'll be their introduction to Nikan and to bone health. And I have scheduled and located a very lovely facility that I can book a room, which is scheduled through the end of May for every Wednesday. So from the bone health night, I can say come on the 22nd and celebrate Earth Day with us and have a wellness Wednesday, and we'll, you know, kick off and introduce more of the product line. So I wanted to make sure that I had something already planned and easily available to people to follow up relatively quickly so that we didn't lose interest. So those are the kind of things I have. And then I have a holistic psychic fair that I'm participating in on the end of the month, the 25th and 26th, and I speak both days, and I have a booth for Nikan. So I have my banners are arriving. I'm very excited about going to my very first fair as a vendor, see how that goes. So that's then I go to Colorado. So
congratulations.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. And I had one thought, you know, on your Mary Kay, you know, they help people be beautiful on the outside, and so the things you're
exactly
going to be sharing, yeah, the sleep,
right,
water.
Yeah, we're going with strength and beauty and all different kinds of little witty ways to get the message across both ways. And Barb has been helping me with tips as she was in Mary Kay before. She's like, oh, you know, she and Ruth used to do facials and rollouts. So I'm introducing those ideas as well to the Mary Kay ladies with whom I've been working, and they seem pretty eager about it. So it's good.
Yeah, and the water. I mean, water is so important for hydration and for other skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even spray it on your face. You can put it in little, little.
I have a couple of the little spritzers I got when I was in Orlando. So I'm going to fill them up and have them for ladies to try.
And Julie's got a downline looking at doing a 21 club soon.
Oh, I do. Yes, she has it scheduled for the 28th of April. So she's starting on that Tuesday. So we'll see how that goes.
Woo-hoo!
And Jill, Gloria, just to follow up, Jill wants to be the A. So we'll see. Should be exciting.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
All right. Yay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Okay. Next we have David Anderson. David.
Hi.
David.
Can you hear me? Am I unmuted?
Yes.
We can hear you're on.
Yes, I had a different week last week because Janet and I were house-sitting my son's house over in the Milwaukee area, about 90 miles away. So I had virtually no contacts there. I began the week. I did some cold calling of realtors because they're entrepreneurial. I collected some cards from a coffee shop, just off the bulletin board, and called some massage schools. I came up with 5 good appointments. I have an initial appointment, loan some products, and have a follow-up with the Milwaukee School of Massage, where the director and her assistant were very open to the products and doing something that they called efficacious. They also run a clinic and have 8 or 9 massage therapists in their clinic and their school. I also had a second contact who actually overheard a presentation I was making in a Denny's. And I happened to mention that that I was from California, and sometimes for Wisconsin people, I mentioned that I come from where Aaron Rodgers was recruited in California. It helps them locate that, and it's big in the state of Wisconsin. And the person sitting next to me drinking coffee turned out to be a sports recruiter for the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
And he overheard Aaron Rodgers, and he said, hey, I was involved in that. So I set up an appointment to meet with him the next day. And it turns out he has some problems himself, and he is open to helping me set up with some UW-Wisconsin Badger connections. And it's just a matter at this point of following up. And then I had 3 more ordinary appointments with realtors who are just in the process. So it's a matter – so there's something starting to happen there. And for me, with the sports person, Backflex helped his back almost immediately, and so the products are doing some of that work, I've got some good follow-up to do now, and also now I'm back in my own area with some follow-up to do with people that have been in the process for a while, so I'm excited about everything.
Fabulous.
Wow, David, you have just really, really taken off with this, and for all of you guys that are listening, on our website on 100 Millionaires, there's that Todd Falcone, how to talk with professionals. He tells how he cold calls realtors, mortgage brokers, and the same like David did. You go to a bulletin board, get all those cards, massage therapists, whatever looks interesting to you, and how to just call them up and how to get in the conversation and possibly get appointments. So all of you guys that want to listen to that, it's right on our 100 Millionaires website. And good job, David.
Congratulations.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, next to see Becky Dragon. Becky and Adam have been doing all kinds of
They're doing 21
stuff,
Club.
So what would you like to share, Becky?
Am I on?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes, Adam and I are having lots of fun working together. It's just turned out to be a great team. Adam has been working toward a 21 club, and it was just so fun to be able to go out to these appointments that he had set and get referrals and just keep going. He had set a goal to do 21 in a week. And, of course, it's a crazy busy time. And knowing that, we just wanted to get as many as we could in a week. And so we've been from Orem to past Tremont. It because one person would lead us to another or bring people into their homes and do three at a time or, you know, just, it's just been crazy busy. And then to end the week, we actually didn't get 21. We got 16. But then we ended the week with doing a booth at a event called Awaken Your Heart, and did another rollout there, but of course got lots of names and numbers to follow up with people. And it was kind of fun. The people that had booths right around us seemed to be the perfect match, where they came over and got excited and then would bring other people back. So just having lots of fun and keep moving.
Fabulous.
Yeah, that is so super. And thanks, you guys, for showing the way on these 21 clubs. And you brought up a good point. It's really important to do as many of those presentations, the 21 to 30 presentations, in your first 10 to 15 days so that you have plenty of time to do the follow-up. Tony talked about that. And he, as the A, is doing a lot of the follow-up, and how, you know, the follow-up is the super important part. You need time to have the people, you know, listen to the CDs, DVDs, get product experiences, you know, decide to order, place the orders. And he said you need to get the paperwork. You would like to get it in at least a few days early just in case anything's missing. So yay, Becky, you guys are on a roll.
Yep, having lots of fun.
Yeah, I think you said a wild, fun week, huh?
Yes, very.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. Nancy Clyde, you're next on the list.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It has been busy. And this week, my goal is to follow up with, people. I think I told you on Wednesday mornings I'm going to a new leads group, and there's a lady there who I will be meeting with this coming Wednesday for her husband, but also there she works for Cort, C-O-R-T, which is a furniture leasing company. And she had the program this past week and said they have a whole protocol of warming the guys up so they don't injure themselves. They lift 700 to 1,500 pieces of furniture a day. And so but she had told me she wanted to get a power band for her fiancé, and he had all sorts of other issues. So I said, well, we need to get together and really talk about your husband. But secondly, I said, you said you had a protocol. Oh, my goodness, your company needs to know about this. And I had listened to, I think it was William Todd, talk about someone who owned a company and saying, my people are telling me we need this stuff. And so I really am wanting to get with William Todd and say, okay, how do you approach all this? But anyway, woman's name is Joyce, and she said, yeah, that sounds very interesting. Let's talk on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to that. A new consultant who lives in Hawaii will actually be in town this Wednesday the 15th and is wanting to meet with me. So I think we will be strategizing and figuring out exactly where she is and what she wants to do. Had many follow-ups from a large presentation I did on Friday. I also have a follow-up from the family I presented to, I think, the week before, the 17-year-old there. Her mother and her coworkers are wanting to learn some stuff. And, so much more. What else is happening? Oh, David is sharing like crazy. We went to his high school's 50-year reunion and this last week, two different events. And the second night we met a couple and they said, yeah, we're interested in this. And they have their own business, so they're entrepreneurial, very successful business in Dallas. And so they said, yeah, well, they are going to get on the website. David gave them a business card, I did, but we will be following up with them. And then another friend from school was saying how they were moving from South Texas up this way because of his lung challenges. He'd been had pneumonia 3 times. So I told David, I said, we need to get with Wayne Warren and just invite he and his wife over and have a visit. So there's a lot going on, a lot of connections through David. He's running into a bunch of former players. He went to a grand opening of a baseball batting cage park, big production. And the guy that owns it is a former player, and David said we need to get together and talk. So we're moving along. I'm very happy.
Woo-hoo!
Fantastic. I mean, look at that, all the people out there. When you kind of turn on your radar, I mean, wow.
Yeah, I could see them before, but David didn't. It was most frustrating. Now he's seeing them. I'm so thankful.
the two of you together, man, that's exciting.
Exciting. Okay, thank you, Nancy. That was fabulous. Patricia, you're
next morning.
One. Good morning.
I did one of those takeaways last week when someone wasn't looking at my information, and it's a young gal I was really interested in because she's got a business degree, she's working, and she's also does health coaching. So anyway, I just sent her a text and I said, what day next week will be good for me to come pick up my materials, because I'd given her 4-year career and a CD upon her request. She wanted both pieces when I gave her a choice. So I was just like, okay, it's not happening, so I took it away. Well, when I went to pick it up, she had read the book and wanted to keep the CD, but what she got out of the book was it changed her mind about network marketing. She had tried several, I think, weight loss, exercise-type network marketing companies before, and young people just weren't getting it, or she wasn't doing it right, or whatever. And so when she read 4-year career, it totally changed her mind. And so now she wants to come over and bring, I think, a friend and her mother. And that's another reason for talking to these young people. A, they're younger, and they'll last a long time. B, they have parents my age. So, and it's fun to just be a part of a different generation. And so that was fun. And then got excited listening to Cheryl and Al Lewis, and Gloria had invited them onto our mastermind call, which really, it's just always fun to hear somebody else out of your own pond. And Crossline, that for clarification there. So, you know, they'd been in a long time, had to leave it and come back, and they're going strong. So, got some tips from them. But last week, I just dove into inviting people to come to an event at my house, and an energy party, and then an open house. And my strategy was, well, I'm not going to invite to one event. I'm going to invite to 2. So if they can't come one, well, can you come to the other? And it's working really well, because some people say, well, I can't come to this, but I think I can come on, you know, to your open house on Sunday afternoon. So that's what I'm doing in that regard. And then just keep handing out samples and information. I've got a lot of Roger Drummer CDs left, I've discovered. So that with spring and the warm weather, getting that out. So, and I love the ideas of the new revised 21 Club. So make it so that it works, and the bonuses that go with that. So that's something else there. And just, it's a great time of year here because it's beautiful and people are out, and lots of, I got a gal I hired to call it hound dog for me. For the next 3 or 4 months, I just said, here, this is what I'm looking for. You go research and find all the events. She's talking to the people. I gave her a radius and a price tag limit events for me to either go to or be a participant in. It's like set up a booth. And so that's paying off real well. She started a personal assistant job offer. So what I'm up to.
Wow, fantastic.
Hey, Patricia.
Woohoo! Hey, great job, you guys. Wow, look at all this activity going. It is spring, exciting times. And so call to action is, you know, think big. I had put that on the email. Our minds are very creative. And if we ask, I mean, if we ask negative questions like, oh, why is this so hard?
Why is this happening to me?
Yeah, we kind of get answers for that. But turn it around, ask the good questions, you know, things like, how do I see more people? That's what all you guys are doing. And you're finding ways, and you're seeing lots of people. And if you ask yourself, you know, what would it take to double my OV, my organizational volume, this month? Or what would it take for me to sponsor, you know, four new people or find new people this month? If we ask ourselves these, you know, think big, ask ourselves some really big questions, and as these impulses, the, you know, do it every morning. And as the ideas pop in, you know, take action on them. It's amazing what can happen. And pretty exciting stuff. And also I want all of us to be reading our GoPro book and our four-year career. You know, keep them handy. Read a couple pages every day. It keeps the information really fresh in our minds. Like GoPro is such a great resource if you're having a challenge with lead generation, or if you're having a challenge getting people started or converting appointments into prospects. I mean, read the, you know, the appropriate, the corresponding skill. And it's an easy read. And so let's all of us do that. Keep that. Be sure to book to San Antonio, your hotel, your tickets, you know, lead by example. It's going to be great for all of us to be there.
And that's really the convention
for this,
you know,
year.
12 months, yeah.
And by having a lot of people, you know, Eric Worre really talks about that. I mean, the more people that you can have there, they will catch the vision. And he, you know, he says, I'm going to find, I was listening to a call that he did, and I'm going to find it. I'm pretty sure I recorded it, and kind of how many people to have there and what kind of income that'll, you know, can lead to. So have that on your action list, and schedule a 21 club, either as an A or a B. Listen to Tony, for sure.
A lot of people came on after Karen was talking about that. So the Tony Scoma and Dave Johnson talking about 21 clubs and how Tony is doing seven simultaneous 21 clubs with his SDA as the mentor, and at on 100millionaires.com under April 11th.
And successful 21 clubs is $250 both to the A and B, which is pretty cool, money up front. Plus it could be, you know, a challenge, a game to yourself to do enough to earn the money to go to San Antonio.
All right, well, we're over time. Thank you, everyone.
You guys are rocking, man. All out massive action. You all have stepped up to the challenge, and it's fun, isn't it?
We appreciate you. You guys are doing it. And
great team.
You're awesome. Okay. We'll talk to you on the next call. Schedule a call with us as the email Karen sent out.
If you haven't yet.
If you haven't goals and strategies for the second quarter. All right.
Yay, team. Go, team, go.
Love you.
Thank you.
Talk
Bye.
To you soon. You're welcome.
You.
Bye.